The ETC group has been critical of Planktos and its plans to dump iron into the Pacific Ocean. We have Pat Mooney from ETC on the line. Hello, Pat.
Hi.
First of all, can you describe the ETC group and what the letters stand for?
Well, we're a small nonprofit civil society organization. We've been around for about 30 years now, and our work is entirely at the global level, really. We work with United Nations agencies and deal with sort of major sort of global biodiversity issues. The full name is a mouthful. It's the Action Group on Erosion Technology and Concentration, but we just say ETC Group or etc. Group.
All right, and your organization has been previously concerned mainly with agriculture and genetic resources and biotechnology. Why are you so opposed to this alleged research voyage by Planktos to find a way, they say, to remove carbon dioxide from the air?
Well, several reasons. One, of course, that it's not just a research voyage. They're talking about actually fertilizing 10,000 square kilometers of ocean, which is a pretty large chunk of ocean. It's by far the biggest experiment of this kind that's been done, and they do hope to make money from it. So it's beyond scientific research to commercialization. Secondly, of course, there isn't a scientific group in the world that we've discovered that actually thinks this is a good idea. There have been a dozen such experiments on a much, much smaller scale by government since about 1993, and all of those have had ambiguous results or concluded that the experiments were failures in the same approach. So for them to now move out from the very small little plots that have been tried out in the past in terms of iron fertilization to take a chunk of the ocean like this and try it out strikes us as foolhardy. And it seems to strike the rest of the scientific community as foolhardy as well, I should add.
Well, you mentioned that in you've got a report online, and on your site it says, in April 2007, 47 ocean scientists writing in the journal Nature concluded that attempts to artificially seed the ocean to sequester carbon will not work. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, that was their conclusion. They've looked at the previous experiments. Again, I said there's been about a dozen over the last dozen years. And on a much smaller scale again, and they found that the experiments were risky and didn't bear results that they thought were beneficial to the environment. They're only, again, one of many groups that have said that. The London Convention, which deals with the law of the sea and the aspects related to sea dumping, also had a meeting just a few weeks ago in which they came roughly to the same conclusion. It was kind of an emergency item on their agenda because they knew that Planktos was about to sail into the Pacific Ocean, and so they concluded that this was a risky proposition and felt that it needed to be studied further before anything much was done. So they're meeting again this autumn to review the situation, but we know that all of the governments that were there, it was unanimous, were alarmed by the Planktos initiative.
And you've teamed up with another group called the ICTA in Washington, that's the International Center for Technology Assessment, to approach the United States government, the EPA, on this. Can you tell us about that?
Well, it's almost the other way around. I think the initial issues came from the EPA itself looking to us for help and advice on how to approach this in terms of international waters. We were quite surprised by that. But they expressed alarm by what was happening, and we've actually had a fairly good dialogue with them, but trying to sort out, well, what can be done if Planktos does work in the waters that don't really belong to any single country. It does look like there are some possibilities, and of course the Ecuadorian government itself, which is the closest to where they say they're going to do their dumping, has already said, the foreign minister has already said, that he will not allow it to happen. And one environmental organization, the Sea Shepherd organization, has said that they will prevent the ship from doing its dumping.
Well, they say they're going to sail soon, but they've been saying that for quite a few months now. We'll see whether they do. If they get the ship away before the London Dumping Convention can meet, would environment groups such as yourself consider appointing an independent scientist to watch what they're doing and see how it's going?
We haven't talked on that. It's an interesting possibility. I think that all of our efforts would be to try to prevent them from doing it in the first place. I don't think we'll be worried about having someone on board so much as preventing them from dumping the iron filings. My guess is actually we'll be successful at that because, first of all, the company has been delaying its departure for months and months now, and we don't really believe anything they say about departure times or dates. secondly, I really doubt they're going to get insurance for their vessel to sail into the Pacific Ocean. Given the statements coming from the Ecuadorian government and others, I think that an insurance company would not be pleased at letting them try out this experiment under these conditions.
What really do you think is the possible downside to this? What are we trying to prevent happening?
Well, scientists have said for some time that any sort of iron fertilization of the ocean could dramatically change the biological diversity of the part of the ocean that's dumped in and wherever it drifts to as well. Others have even said, scientists again have said, that this could actually lead to a destruction of biodiversity and a sterilization of parts of the ocean. So that gives us cause for pause. Given that we've had governments, including the Canadian government, over the last dozen years or so, try these things out in a very small scale and come back with results which either worried them or at least were inconclusive, and none of them that were thought to be successful, for this company to commercially go out there and take a big piece of the ocean and try this out is foolhardy.
And he has tried this before in a very small scale with Neil Young's boat, the Ragland, wasn't it called?
Yeah. I went to school with Neil Young in Kelvin High School in Winnipeg many, many moons ago, and I'm quite sure that Neil had no idea that this was what was being done or had no sense or was explained to him that there was a downside to this. I think he just thought he was trying to do something to help out the environment.
Well, let me put a devil's advocate kind of article or argument before you. James Lovelock has claimed that the latest IPCC report predicts summers too hot in Europe by 2040, that crops may not even grow there. He says Europe could have the climate of Australia, except with over 400 million people to feed. And I don't see any signs that the world is producing fewer greenhouse gases. In fact, we're making more. With that kind of a crisis, shouldn't we be finding out how to remove CO2, using algae perhaps, whether it's done by big governments or by private enterprise?
I'm all in favor of experiments to see what can be done and to look at all of our options, and they have to be of two kinds at least. One is we have to cut back on greenhouse gases, and holding out sort of false pie in the sky kind of hopes that don't worry, we can carry on with our existing lifestyle and have our cake and eat it too, because there are these instant sort of silver bullet solutions to our problems. That's just silly. We've got to cut back on our greenhouse gases. Secondly, however, we do need to do the other kinds of experiments that let us see ways in which we can ameliorate the problems that are growing up around us. But to take over chunks of the ocean again and to do this kind of dumping without the kind of scientific basis or logic or anything else that's required, that's just silly. I think we should be doing things that are practical and reasonable, and I know we're going to have to do a lot of experimentation, and both in the stratosphere and on the ocean, but we have to do it with great care. In this current state of panic, rather than trying to really address the problem of our consumption, we're talking about doing geoengineering experiments that really would profoundly alter the environment. Well, that's dangerous. But we know already as human beings that we can geoengineer the environment. That's why we're in this problem in the first place. We haven't shown we've got the brains to get ourselves out of it in terms of other geoengineering experiments. I think, again, just taking control of our own lifestyles first, and secondly, then very careful step-by-step experimentation are the ways to go.
Your group has put out a report on all this called Gambling with Gaia. How can people find that report?
It's available on our website. Of course, it's free, and it's at www.etcgroup.org.
So that's etcgroup.org.
Right.
Okay, well, we've been speaking with Pat Mooney of the ETC Group in Ottawa. Pat, thanks so much for talking with Radio EcoShock, and let's keep in touch on this one.
Good. We're glad to be in touch.
EcoShock. Natural radio, 24/7.